Can you remember when you first heard about the 3111 incident?
I guess the first day that it happened, they had they called us from the state saying that they had some gases had escaped, but there was no problem to come to county at this time.
Okay.
They called our office because I'm Secretary Tom Blosser, who is the Director of Emergency Preparedness.
I see. All right. And they called you directly and said that there was
no problem at this time for Cumberland County.
And you heard from the state.
Right.
Do you remember what you thought about it at that point?
It really didn't faze me one way or the other. They said there was no danger, so I guess I really didn't realize the danger it could produce.
In other words, at that point, you weren't...
I wasn't upset, I wasn't scared or nervous, no.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that there was a reactor there before this occurred?
I knew there was one there, but I really never paid any attention to it.
Do you know how far 3-mile island is from us?
No. I do now, but I didn't
but
at that time.
But you didn't then. You found that out eventually, huh? Did you seek out any further information at that point?
No, not at that point.
Did you later? Did things change? Did you attitude things change?
Mr. Commissioner Myers had heard about it, and he got upset, and he came down. I didn't know what was going on, and then I thought, well, maybe there's more to this than what they were telling us.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time it happened, Mr. Blosser wasn't in the office. He was out. He was up in ceiling for him and his
assistant
director.
I see.
The day it happened.
And the commissioner's coming down made you think maybe we have to be more concerned about this. Did you then seek more information about it?
Commissioner Myers said he would call, you know, he wanted to call the state, and they weren't giving him any information, and he called several other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to get a hold of Mr. Blosser and find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of when you began to feel that it might be a really serious situation?
I guess the next day when I come in to work with Mr. Blosser's here, I think they, around mid-morning, I think they called us and said there was wind direction was changing or something. And if I can remember correctly, you know, it's been a while, but...
Mm-hmm. Did you talk about this with friends or co-workers?
I talked with my husband about it. But,
did you? With your family?
Yeah.
What did you say?
You know, I told him what had happened and, you know, was wondering. But then they always said that Carlisle was in, you know, in danger, and I really didn't think about it further, really.
Okay. Did you get more concerned later?
To tell you the truth, I was so busy. I really didn't have time. Because we were working, you know, around the clock.
Can you talk about that? What was causing it?
We had to type up some plans, you know, what to do, and notify different municipalities, and they were setting up meetings to talk to different people, explain, you know, what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so busy, I really didn't have time to even think.
So your work was very much affected by it.
Right.
Can you line out those ways? You were arranging meetings and so forth and so on?
And doing a lot of typing for Mr. Brogers, the solicitor.
Mm-hmm.
And running off copies to give out to different municipalities, department heads and stuff. So really I was, you know, so busy, I really didn't even have time to think about it at the time.
Did you, how long did that last? Can you recall?
Let's see, Friday. I guess up till after Monday.
Were you in working all that weekend then?
Yes.
And that's
not around
an ordinary.
Clock, but I was in and out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But that's not an ordinary.
No.
The routine was very much disrupted. You people were coming into work on weekends and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find time at all to follow newspapers or radio or TV?
I did watch live TV, and to tell you the truth, I heard more on the TV than what I heard when I was working.
I see.
I mean, you know, really you didn't know what to believe and what not to believe.
What was the conflict in the information?
Well, in the news, they were always saying how dangerous it was, and yet we heard that it really wasn't anything to really, there was danger there, potential, but yet the way the news forecasted it was, you know, everybody had to leave right away.
Mm-hmm.
And where we, you know, weren't informed that the immediate danger was there at the time.
Okay. Do you remember what news sources you were paying attention to?
Mostly Channel 21.
21. Okay. And you were following this at home when you were
right
at home?
When I was home and sit down and relax.
Would you say you were following this more than you usually would?
Probably. Yeah. Right.
Were you?
Yeah.
Keeping your eye on things.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about their handling the situation?
What,
now that you think about it, yeah, the news media.
I think they really blew a lot of things out of proportion. They really got a lot of people, I think, panicky, because we got a lot of calls from different people, you know, what's going on?
How come,
I heard this and I heard that, and, you know, we keep telling people, you know, something would come up, we would notify them, or they'd be notified by, you know, different police departments or fire department, you know, when to evacuate,
mm-hmm.
if it came about.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any of those rumors that they were reporting?
You see, down the West Shore, we got a lot of calls from different people saying that they had heard that they were evacuating. Where should they go? You know, I said, well, at this time, you know, there was nothing going on. That, you know, we're on top of the situation. If anything would come about, you know, you'd be notified.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know how they'd be notified. And we could say, you know. Plus, we had the emergency broadcast system where if anything would come up, everybody would be notified to turn to that station.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we could tell them that way or
exactly what to do. So
right.
you were in a position where you were reassuring people who
right
think
trying
right
right right.
There are several levels of government officials here. Do you have any opinions about how they handled matters?
As far as I know, they were all. I really wasn't close to a lot of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really go to any of the meetings they had with the people, so I really couldn't answer that. I really
mm-hmm.
don't know.
How about industry? Do you have any opinion about how they were handling the situation?
They had several meetings with them, like right there in my office, and they said that they were concerned about their employees in case something would come about, how they would evacuate employees during the day when they weren't, you know, weren't home with their families.
Mm-hmm. Now this is local
right.
industries.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they were reassured they'd be given plenty of time to, you know, get home to their families. And then a lot of people were concerned about their school children.
Of course.
Being in school, how they, you know,
how
they were concerned that they should
children.
Evacuate the children all at once or send them home to their parents. You know, a lot of parents were.
Did you have a good many calls about this sort of thing?
Yeah, several.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about Metropolitan Edison? Do you have any feeling about how they were handling matters?
From different things I've heard, you know, I don't think they're really being truthful to the public. They should have been more truthful and notified them, you know, what was
really
going on.
Mm-hmm. And what about, for example, the NRC or the national government? Do you think they were handling things as best they could?
I think they were,
mm-hmm.
yeah, trying to do the best that they could in the situation it was.
Was there anybody that you particularly relied on as found that you trusted the kind of information that they had?
I think Mr. Denton did a real good job
mm-hmm.
of, you know,
mm-hmm.
explaining things to the public, what
mm-hmm.
was really going on.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that the people over there were in control of the situation?
I really don't know. You know, they say they were, but yet, you know, you don't know how truthful they really were.
In other words, you felt a little uneasy about that?
Right.
Can you figure what made you feel uneasy?
I guess different reports you heard, you know, about, you know, one situation would say, you know, everything's fine. The other ones would say they're not.
Conflicting reports.
Conflicting reports make you just wondering what really was going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are they in control now?
Well, I don't know. I know tomorrow, they're going down to visit Fear Island. My one boss and several people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know.
So you probably hear something about that when they come back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, overall, sort of we've asked this indirectly, but now I'm going to ask it directly. Were you worried about the situation?
I was concerned at the time, mainly because of my children.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what you were thinking about there?
in case, well, with the radiation, you never know. When children are small, you know, I would never want anything to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of parents felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't concerned for myself as much as I was for my two daughters.
If the worst had happened over there, what do you think might be?
Well, I really don't know. As far as the evacuation, I don't know how smooth that would have came off.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are probably in panic.
Mm-hmm.
But living in Carlisle, they claim was safe, but yet, if the need would arise, I would have probably left and took my children, you know,
and gone
mm-hmm. somewhere.
Do you think there was something that would have told you it was time to do that?
I think I'm sure people over there working have families. I'm sure they would have been concerned. I think they would have notified the public if it would, you know, need would have came to mm-hmm. leave.
So that if officials said it was important for you to leave, you would have left the
year. Right.
Did you have any mental pictures of what was going on over there? Pictures in your mind?
No.
Did you imagine what the area might look like if something really bad happened there?
No, I didn't. You know, I never, you know, realized what it would, you mm-hmm. know, different people would talk, and we were talking down at work a couple times about, well, what would happen if everything would blow or something. You know, I really don't know. I don't know what, how the, you know, areas would look like afterwards.
Do you have some sense of what radiation would do to health?
Well, I do know they say radiation's not good for you, like they have x-rays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as far as FFO, I really...
Do you have any idea what it might do to you?
No.
Okay. Did you make any plans that you wouldn't have made if this hadn't occurred?
No.
Did you ever think about leaving?
No. They said Carlisle was, you know, would safe. So I really never, you know, I never really even thought about it.
So you don't think anything that actually happened there hurt you in any way?
No. Okay. Just maybe do a lot of extra work.
You got a lot of work to do. Were you at all concerned about the food coming from the area and so forth?
No.
Okay. Did you think of your own death at all?
No, I didn't.
No. Did you think about God delivering you?
No, not in a roundabout way. I guess the only thing I felt was, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If time is going to come, it's going to come.
Mm-hmm. Did you pray?
No.
Did you feel that you had certain responsibilities during the incident? You've already described one. You felt the responsibility for your children, and that in the eventuality that there was something you would have made moves to do.
Right.
Did you feel other responsibilities?
No.
No. You've talked a lot about how your job and work was affected by TMI.
Right.
Is there any other aspect of your work that was affected?
No. Just, you know, a lot of time, you know, working like weekends, you know.
Yeah, a lot of things to do that you otherwise would not have had to do.
Right.
In terms of your job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any notions of a code of behavior or how you should act in this situation? Were you thinking about adults in this situation should act in certain ways?
There were several people around that I think blew the whole thing up, of course. And like adults, you know, even coming down there, you know, they were
mm-hmm.
panicking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they'd been more at ease, I know the situation to them, you know, they were alarmed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they'd be more calm, they probably could handle the situation better instead of being, you know, getting upset.
Mm-hmm. Did the event bring to mind any kind of past experiences that you've had?
No.
Any historical events?
No.
Mm-hmm. Would you judge this to be more or less frightening than, say, a flood or a hurricane or a war or something like that?
Yes, I think it is, yeah.
More or less?
More.
That sense of why?
Well, a hurricane and stuff or a flood, your property is damaged like a flood. But I think you can rebuild after a flood more than probably what you could in a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like coming back after something would happen like nuclear. Be a lot, you know, it'd be hard to really, you know, you wonder if you want to come back to this area.
Mm-hmm.
To your home, could be contaminated. Or,
okay, because you think the area might be contaminated.
Right.
So.
You know, I think a lot of people would feel, you know, do you want to bring your children back here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could happen again, I guess. I mean, it still could happen, I guess. But I really haven't thought about it really happening. You know, you hear so much about TMI since it happened. You know, I just wonder at the point, you know, are they really still blowing the whole thing out of proportion or
not? Did any TV shows or movies come to mind?
No. No, I did watch one show on TV. I didn't get the name of it. Red Alert, I think.
Oh, yes.
And I thought, well, that was... It was so poorly...
Was it badly done?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd never seen the movie China Syndrome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have any daydreams that you remember at the time?
No, not that I remember.
Did you have any sleeping dreams that you remember?
No.
Was your sleep in any way disturbed?
Well, like I said, we worked in here different hours. I was exhausted. I guess when I did go home and sleep, I just fell over.
Really slept.
I didn't have time to think about the situation, you know. I mean,
uh-huh.
It's a good thing my husband was there to help take care of the children because I really didn't even see them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I usually do in the weekend, you know, spend time with them.
Sure. Did you observe changes happen to people around you, your family, or the workers you were working with? Or? Apart from telephone calling and so forth, the public reaction that you were experiencing with you?
No, my parents, they didn't even seem alarmed about it. They
mm-hmm.
figure, you know, they live on the other end of Carlisle, so
mm-hmm.
I guess they felt, you know, if anything would happen, they would be notified, but they really weren't in concern.
Okay. Do you think it changed people in any lasting way?
It probably made a lot of people more aware of the situation with 3 Mile and being down there.
Okay.
A lot of people, you know, like me, I just knew it was there and I really never paid any attention to it.
Now you pay a little more attention?
Right. Well, you know, I wonder now if it's, you know, what
of course, working where you do, you can become very aware.
Right.
Do you think it's changed you in any lasting way? Apart from that?
I don't really. Maybe it just made me more aware of the situation
mm-hmm.
and, you know, what could happen
mm-hmm.
and what might happen maybe someday. I don't
mm-hmm. know. Did you hear any jokes about radiation or something?
I don't believe.
Okay.
I've seen different, like, you know, different T-shirts, you know, but...
Okay.
You know, I can't remember what they said at this time, but, you know, some of them I thought were... I think one was something about a child or something, which I thought was pretty bad at the time. I forget what it was.
Okay. Have you developed an opinion about nuclear energy?
I guess I might answer that. I guess I'm not against it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish there'd be more ways that they could regulate it or be more careful with it.
Okay.
Because I feel we need it because, you know, with the economy and
mm-hmm.
everything growing and stuff.
But it ought to be safe for you.
They should have more, I guess, precautions in the plant, you know, to
mm-hmm.
double check different things. Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe periodically check different, you know, what equipment and stuff. And that maybe this accident, you know, could never happen again.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about Mom?
No, I think we really covered everything. You know?